And you're very welcome back to this morning's edition of North Side Today, where I'm very welcome, happy to welcome into the studio. Sorry, I'm all excited. I'm very happy to welcome into the studio Daryl Eagle and Jim Gorman, who are from the Emerald Garrison. Welcome, guys. Welcome to Near FM.
Thanks for having us in.
Very welcome. Thanks for coming in, guys. It's a big thrill for me to have you in here.
We're just as thrilled here to be in with you.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay, I suppose first and foremost, the Emerald Garrison, what is it?
Okay, so the Emerald Garrison, we've been around since 2007. Mm-hmm. Started off really small, probably with about four or five members up in Northern Ireland, up in Belfast. Mm-hmm. And was set up by a chap called Martin Ryan. Since 2007, we slowly got bigger and bigger, to the stage now that we're the largest Star Wars costume club in Ireland, and we're cross-border now.
Yeah.
So I think in total we probably have about 80 members, loads of different costumes, and we just got bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it. As I said to you before we come on, I mean, it struck me when I found out first about the Emerald Garrison, and you were saying 2007. First thing that struck me about it is, A, I didn't know these guys were out there. Yeah. And then B, why are they only out there since 2007? What took so long? It was one of those things. I wasn't aware that you could actually get this gear.
Yeah,
that's it.
You know, yeah, you could see the old fakes, Darth Vader stuff that the kids get. But this is all exact replica stuff.
Yeah,
pretty high spec, like.
Yeah, for those, if anyone's on the webcam, we'll show you. Although the webcam doesn't seem to be on, but I'm looking here at a Stormtrooper helmet, and what I'll do before the boys go is I'll get a couple of photographs. I'll put them on the website. But I mean, this is real McCoy. You can even see the little chip where your man banged his head off the door.
Yeah, I guess the idea with our costumes is that, like when you see is what you see is actually what would have been in the movies. So
yeah,
it's what we would call screen accurate.
Yeah.
So it's like literally what you see is if we've walked off the set of a movie.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this stuff isn't available to buy off the shelf in a shop.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Part of the thing with the costume and club is that, you know, we all come together and we build the costumes ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we would have certain people would make parts of the costumes, another person would make a different part.
Yeah.
And it's pulling all that together then, and you know, half the fun is in making the costumes.
Yeah.
And then the other half is going out in it.
Well,
which is a huge buzz.
Speaking of going out in it, and I don't know whether it was either you guys, it could have been you. Now, maybe. You'll tell me now. One of the events I was at, and God bless him, and I can see why he only comes in and out for about 10 minutes every so often, was a big guy in a Chewbacca outfit.
That was Julian, one of our members.
Big fella, and he comes out, and of course, the kids all said, the kids were all over him. And I mean, I remember saying it to one of the other guys who was there, and he said he only does about 15 and he has to cause the heat.
Yes,
the absolute, I mean, this guy is literally wearing like an Afghan carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's massive, you know. And as you say, that's the authenticity of the costumes.
That's it. And like that was probably a chap called Jules, who lives over in Galway.
Yeah.
We've another guy down in Carlow, Dave Cullen, who specialises kind of in making the Chewbacca costume.
Yeah.
And that's gone out all over the world. His costumes are down in Australia, they're everywhere. And like these are, we're really lucky to have these guys within the garrison. They're very, very talented.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's the whole pull of Star Wars, and people will be saying, you know, you obviously see these people get all dressed up. We see the conventions in America, people get all dressed up in the Star Trek stuff and everything else. And blah, blah, blah. This is specifically Star Wars, obviously. And the whole pull in of the music, of the movies, if you're of a certain age, you know, you remember the Force ones. My kids are more of the lesser three, as I call them.
Yeah. That's it. We won't mention the lesser three.
But no, they're all good movies, I suppose. But, it's not just the costumes, mate. I mean, the sets.
Yes, we've full-size sets.
Full-size sets as well.
We have a hot set, we have a Jabba set. Mm. We're after newly completing one of our Jubak props.
Yeah.
It's quite large. The lads assembled it there at the weekend for our event happening up in Belfast on W5 at the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
W5 is a government... Well, it's kind of like it's all the takings that they get helps them run it for the year.
Yeah.
So when we go in and do events for them, it helps them
stay open
for the rest of the year.
It's
quite good. Yeah. Like, and like all of our members go, we could have upwards of like 120 members like going at one time.
Well, that's the thing about for anybody who doesn't know, the guys here put on events that they're titled Invasion. It's Invasion Belfast, Invasion Dublin, Invasion Cork. I've been to a few of them in Dublin. People probably wondering, well, how do you see all this stuff? Now you have one of those events coming up next weekend,
yes,
up in Belfast, as you say, W5. So, you know, anybody's around and they're interested, never been. I mean, I know it's Belfast, but it's only an hour and a half up the road.
I would just say as well is that those Invasion events, they're only kind of a small part of the overall thing that
we do.
Because what we saw as part of, you know, the popularity of Star Wars and when we went out and saw reaction from people is that, you know, we were getting great reactions. And it was kind of a flip side to that then. We were saying, you know, this is great with this reaction. What way could we use it to, you know, bring attention to other kind of things? And part of that is we do a lot of charity work now as well. So we would make appearances from anything from, you know, we'd get requests from schools looking to for us to attend little fundraising activities during, you know, a school fete or something like that. And most recently we've been involved with a charity called the Childhood Cancer Foundation. And they're based down, they're based all over the country, but we've been working very closely with a girl there called Gillian and her son called Dylan, who is a cancer survivor. And we've been working very closely with them recently, fundraising for them to fund a play assistant in the Crumlin Children's Hospital. And, you know, that's one of the flip sides of the popularity of Star Wars, I guess. So, you know, we would go out, they would be fundraising in the shops, and we, you know, we'd be hanging around with them in costume, and it just draws people over. Like, it's an immediate magnet people coming over for pictures and stuff.
Yeah, it's universally recognisable, and it's just one of those things. Yeah. Again, no matter what age you are, I know we refer to the different eras of the movies and that, but no matter what age you are, it's instantly recognisable.
Instantly.
You see a stormtrooper, you see a Darth Vader, you see an art, it's instantly recognisable.
Some people, it wouldn't click that fast. Like, we've been called the Stig. Yeah.
The Stig, yeah.
The Stig, what else? Robots
and stuff like that.
One of our members, Christine, she has a Shadow Scout.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a black biker scout.
Uh-huh.
And she keeps getting called Darth Vader.
It looks nothing like.
That's true. And it was, but I wanted to get, you know, you're saying about the charity walk there, because, you know, as you say, you came together, you said all these people together, and as you say, you know, yeah, we throw on these events once or twice a year, but it kind of quickly became, as you say, apparent to us that there was a role you could play here.
Yeah.
And helping out different charities. I mean, I've seen you doing stuff with Temple Street and Crumlin and all kinds of different charities. And it is that attraction. It is, especially for kids.
Yeah.
Especially for kids, because there's no kid that's going to drive, even if the parents are driving past, a kid is going to automatically go, "What's that?"
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, Daddy, can we see that? Mommy, can we see that? So it does have that pull.
Yeah, I think last year I think it's roughly 85, 87 appearances we made all over the country.
Yeah.
And some of those, like, were multiple appearances on the one day. So we could be in Belfast, Galway, Dublin on the one day. And, you know, to be honest, it's kind of probably a bit of a cliche, but it's a thanks to our members for doing that, because they all volunteer their own time. Yeah. You know, none of us get paid for doing this. We pay for our own costumes. We pay for, you know, to get to the events and stuff. Yeah. And without, you know, the dedication of the members to do that, you know, we wouldn't be able to.
Absolutely. And, you know, you'd absolutely to be commended for it. And you say you're 80 or 100 strong, and, you know, it's a commitment to the whole team.
Yeah.
And now, as you say, it's kind of coming back to you. Are we all on kind of tenterhooks now? We all eagerly awaiting December now, and we all get cracking on with the new costumes. Are we all eagerly awaiting for that?
Some of the new movie lads have already started working on the new costumes.
From some of the stills.
Yeah,
because that's going to, of course, like, the thing about Star Wars, it's the gift that keeps giving. It just doesn't go away.
Some of the guys in the club, like, they're that genius. They've actually built their own 3D printer.
Excellent.
Built their own one
rather than spending whatever amount of thousands of euros to buy one.
some of the guys like go up to the north, like they'll show you like an actual printer that they've made themselves. But they said it's a real inception moment because they've used a 3D printer to actually print the parts for the 3D printer.
Excellent stuff. That's kind of ingenuity that's beyond even the Star Wars era, or maybe of the Star Wars era. So yeah, with the new movie coming out, so if people are going to the event now next weekend up in Belfast, as I say, even if there's people in Dublin listening, if you know, it's only an hour and a half.
We have a lot of people coming up from Dublin as well. You hear all the different accents up there, and you know, people travelling. It's a popular event.
Any special guests for fun of the other things of your events? I suppose that's something you just have to work hard on as well.
We've actually
got Darth Vader himself.
David Prowse has seen that.
I've
seen that. Yeah, I think he might have been at one of the Dublin events.
We had tried to get him before, but he had actually had surgery or something and had to pull out the last
time. That's correct. I think I remember now because my kids were all excited about him. I think. Kenny Baker, I remember you had over for the one
we've
in the RDS.
Him over
Kenny Baker,
a good few times. I have to say, all the cast that we have had, they're a great crack.
Yeah,
you know, and you know they're there and they're very fan orientated and love talking to people and they make time. It's great.
Even the Q&A sessions, they're really informative, and you can see the kids and all that so enthusiastic about it. But the parents like me, I'm sitting there and I'm going,
that's it. Yeah.
You know,
the best thing is when you see the parents pushing the kids in to get the pictures taken. The kids wouldn't really be into it. It's actually the parents that want the picture.
I think one of the sets you have when it was at one of the events was the Emperor's Chamber and the throne room, and the guys there it was mostly adults queuing up for that.
Exactly.
You know?
And part of the thing with the sets is they're all interactive. So, it's not a case that you're behind a rope and you can't touch. You know, you can go up on this new one, the Dewback. It's been built so you can actually sit on it.
Yeah.
The Dewback is it's huge. It's huge.
Well, the pictures I saw this morning, it's a massive one. Yeah. And that's the thing as well with the sets. The sets are to scale.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
full size.
Again, some of the things I've seen the X-Wing.
Yeah.
The big sled,
the Jabba sail barge.
Jabba sail barge, the cantina set. And again, you guys all build them from scratch ourselves.
It's just a small group of lads.
And the big tall Imperial walker. And it's really, really, just when you get in and you go in, you see them.
I remember when I joined, I'm with the garrison now about 5 years, and I remember when I went in for the first time to one of the invasion events and I saw what you were saying, the walker in front of you, I was going, like, wow. Yeah.
The wow factor. It's absolutely the wow factor of the whole thing. And I mean, look, you have some of the helmets here and you have all the glass cases on display with different helmets and different stuff. And some artillery I see as well. Stormtrooper blaster.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. And
we were getting some strange looks as we were coming into the studio.
One or two of the security guards were going, hey. I probably should have went down and told them you were coming in, because it's all. Do you have this is an interesting one for me now, because we all know that Carrie Fisher specifically outed George Lucas and was very unhappy for years that he owned her image.
Yeah.
she just signed the paper and didn't know. Do you have difficulty with Lucasfilms, Lucas Industries, or is it all okay?
No, we've for some of the invasion events, we had Steve Sansweet over, who was the head of fan relations for Lucasfilm.
Excellent.
And he's been over, and some of our members were invited over to Skywalker Ranch as well.
Ah, brilliant.
And they've been into the studios. One of our members, Jules, again from Galway, is friends with the director of The Clone Wars,
Dave Filoni.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant.
And, so,
he's,
you know,
one of his,
there's some good connections
in his office.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, no, that because you would, you know, as I said, I mean, I was aware as kind of a casual fan that. And it was only true, as I said, Carrie Fisher has always, for years, she very much railed against the idea that George Lucas owned. And I wondered, was there ever any kind of comeback from stuff like that? But, you know, as you say, if they're all on board and everything's cool and everything. And, of course, did you have to talk to Disney as well? Or are they all, it's all okay?
That's all fine.
Because
it's, you know, we strictly follow the charity guidelines and all that kind of stuff. So that's all covered off.
Is this a video?
No, this is one of our Facebook page for one of our members called Order 66.
Yeah.
This is Jules' Facebook page. This is where he makes all his own props. So he does like actually fantastic stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So people go to that page, you see the pictures and that.
Well, they see the pictures of his his stuff that he builds. But like, you can also see us on Facebook as well.
Yeah. Well, I was on the Facebook page, and as I say, people can go on the Facebook page or the Emerald Garrison page, and they can see the pictures of the events, and it is so authentic, and that was the thing that kind of, as I said, surprised me first time around and even second time around, the authenticity of the sets and the commitment you guys have to, you know, what the passion. I mean, there's the other guy, and I remember I got talking to him, I can never remember his name, actually he friended me on Facebook and all that, the guy who does the Dart Mall, does the red face.
Oh yes, yeah.
I think he's from Northern Ireland, that guy.
Carl,
Carl, that's his name, because he friended me on Facebook because we were talking about it, because my youngest lad wouldn't go over near him.
Oh,
in
yes,
all the makeup, my youngest lad was terrified of him.
Carl's,
you know?
Nice guy, Carl.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. And eventually my young lad went off and we got yapping to him and everything else, and he's such a nice guy. And but again, the commitment to the character, you know, and
that's like, it, like the Stormtrooper costumes, you know, they can take up to a year to build.
Yeah.
Some of the other costumes as well.
You don't have to rush out like that. The whole thing is, like, to be part of our club, you don't actually need to have a costume.
Exactly, yeah.
You can be what we call a crew member.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go out in costume, we have guys with us.
Yeah.
Like, because we can't see everything when we're in costume. Yeah. So these guys are actually like our security.
Yeah.
They look after us when we're out and about. And like, get that out of your head. Like, you need to have the costume.
You don't have to have a costume.
You can be part of the fun.
Yeah.
You can get involved.
Like, there's a big social aspect to it as well. Like, you know, we'd meet up regularly, go to the cinema. We have things as well called armour parties. So, you know, a group of guys would get together and help build a costume for another guy, you know, who may be stuck or whatever.
So I'm just curious now, is what characters do we have the staunch...
I've got a Tusken Raider.
Yes.
And I have an AT-AT's pilot.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So
they're the characters that
I have. The Tusken Raiders are the guys who attacked Luke in the... Again, very famous scene. And yourself?
I have a biker scout.
Excellent.
Yeah, you know the guys in the speeder bikes.
The speeder
bikes. Hit the trees.
Hit the trees,
and, I have a clone commander as well that's being built at the moment.
Brilliant.
Well, in the past 3 years.
As you say, I mean, it gets there eventually, you know.
Exactly,
and it's great, as you say, if people are interested and they just want to get involved. And then over the course of time, start putting together.
Exactly, that's the best way.
You don't have to rush out all at once and spend, like, €1,000,
yeah.
Like, because, like, it's like everything in life, like, it takes second place, like, for a hobby. But you don't have to spend an awful lot of money to be part of the fun.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
If you've got a few hours to come help us, come help us.
Yeah.
And, like, when I started, I didn't know nobody in the club, but, like, now I have, like, lifelong friends.
Yeah, lifelong
all
friends.
All over the country, you know?
And as you say, it's a passion too, and to get into it. And, I mean, again, it's just fun.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much crap going on,
you know. You still get it every now and then, but the first time that you go out in costume,
you have a smile from ear to ear.
You can't describe it. Yeah. The reaction that you get, and you know, people looking at you, and you know, it's such a buzz.
Yeah, but and again, you get that, and maybe you don't know. Maybe people don't tell you. Maybe they do. I don't know. But I mean, I was at a couple of the events. I was with my brothers, and I remember what my brother saying to me. That must just be the best crack.
It is.
Yeah. You know, just the best crack to be in those costumes.
We had some people coming up asking us, like, do we work for Lucasfilm? Is this our day job? Do we just travel around doing this?
And we're
saying,
no.
People think, like we get paid for it.
Yeah.
And we don't.
Yeah,
like, we give up our own time.
Yeah.
Like, we all have our own jobs. Like, we all do our own things. Like, you know. Yeah.
And that's the one thing as well, I suppose. I mean, you talk about the charity work and you talk... I mean, it's not for profit organization. There's no profit involved. There's no... I mean, people pay into events, but it all goes to charity or it all goes to whatever.
The running costs as well.
The running costs or like whatever.
Like, the Invasion Dublin events are charity that supported there is Irish Autism Action.
Yeah.
And it changes then as well.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, if people are, I mean, for the day out that's in, I mean, it's reasonable enough for the tickets. I mean, it costs you as much to go to the pictures.
Exactly.
Yes.
Actually, yeah. More to go to the
pictures. Yeah, you know, so it's... well, so listen, it's been great fun talking to you. It really has a great crack. I'm going to get a few photographs, which is now when we go off. We'll play a bit of music and we'll have the ads and that. And listen, thanks so much for coming in. I'd love to have you in every few weeks.
If I just say, if anyone is looking for information, obviously we're on Facebook. So if you go onto Facebook and search Emerald Garrison, we're on Twitter as well. So twitter.com/EmeraldGarrison. And our email address is info@IrelandGarrison.com. And like we would love to have some new members, you know, drop us a note or whatever, and we'll guide you in the right direction.
Try stopping my own flow. My own flow will be charging. Is there an age limit?
There is.
You have to be 18.
18 and over.
Yeah, 18 and over, so he has a year or so to wait. So, But I can imagine that
And having said that, like, we have members who are 18 and I don't know what our oldest member is.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd like to admit it.
No.
Yeah, but sure, you're his own. The fun you're having, sure, I'm sure you don't feel old. I mean, my youngest is a huge... Well, we all are now, but my eldest lad especially is a massive Star Wars fan. I mean, he has... I remember down through the years we bought him all the different... and. They're immaculate.
Yeah.
They were never pulled apart. They were never wrecked. They're all back in boxes now. And they're in the attic and everything. And he don't touch that. You know, and he's a huge. So he'll be delighted to know now once he turns 18, because I'd say he'd definitely be one who'd love to join up. But listen, lads, thanks so much for, and we wish you all the best of luck up in Belfast next weekend. Anyone who's even thinking or looking for something to do, I can thoroughly recommend, because it's a great day out. It really is a great day out. It's great crack. It's not expensive. It's not really expensive. You know, if you want to go and buy something off one of the stalls, there's always that, but it's not expensive.
And there's a whole load of other stuff to do.
Yeah, absolutely. The guests, you say David Prowse, any other ones you can tell us about?
Another chap called Anthony Forrest.
Yes.
Who played one of... which one did he move along? Isn't that him?
Yeah.
It's one of the... These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely. Well, listen, lads, as I say, thanks so much for coming in. We wish you all the best of luck the weekend. And as I say, folks, if you have a look on our Facebook page here on Near FM in about an hour or so, the webcam's up and running as well, so I can see the behind you there, Daryl, that the old... See there? The old Stormtrooper helmet on the desk. Looks very cool if anyone's looking in on the webcam. It looks very, very... frighten anybody who's looking in. But yeah, anyway, lads, thanks so much for coming in. We wish you all the very best, and we look forward to talking to you again. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
There you go, lads. That's Jim and Daryl from the Emerald Garrison.